on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eskom says it does not anticipate the implementation of load shedding during this year's winter season. In a statement, the power utility says the system will remain stable until the end of August if unplanned outages stay below 13,000 megawatts. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says if outages increase to 15,000 megawatts, load shedding would be limited to a maximum of 21 days at stage 2. But Mukwena says currently this power system remains stable, supported by adequate emergency reserves that will strategically deploy to manage periods of high winter peak demand.
From 2 to 8 May 2025, unplanned outages averaged at 12,273 megawatts, showing an increase of 112 megawatts.
Authorities in Durban say they remain on high alert as thousands get ready to descend on Moses Mabhida Stadium for the Soweto Derby. The Nedbank Cup final between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates will take place this afternoon. More booths have been deployed around the stadium amidst alleged threats to disrupt the match. It's after a glitch saw the oversale of 10,000 tickets. KZN Deputy Police Commissioner Pumelele Makgoba says they will be prepared for any disruptions and will be on the lookout for fake or duplicate tickets.
We are going to close some of the routes into the stadium, taking the threats and possible threats into consideration. We do not want to clash with football lovers. If you did not get the ticket, unfortunately, you have to either use the public viewing areas or stay at home.
Durban Metro Police spokesperson Boisi Zungu says ticket holders can use these roads to gain entry to the premises.
Traffic will be diverted on Masabalala Yengwa to Izayanchangase down to Sylvester Ntuli so they can get entrance on Mastering Field, Durban Drive-In, as well as People's Park East. Then it's going to be also diverted on Smisonkwanyane towards Umgeni. Those who the parking that is at King's Park, they will enter via Jekyll Jackson.
And abroad, Catholic cardinals are offering their support to the new Pope in continuing reforms carried out by his predecessor, Francis. Some in the Vatican suggest his choice of the name Leo shows his support for social justice. But the first American pontiff has faced criticism from some close to the Trump administration. Christine Allen, who runs the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, says that includes a previous spat with the vice president.
He was challenging the fact that J.D. Vance was trying to make out that the church has this hierarchy of who we should love, and we don't. And at a time when our politicians seem to be wearing their callousness on their sleeve as a badge of honour, I think he was absolutely right to call him out on that.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour. Eskom says it does not anticipate the implementation of load shedding during this year's winter season. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.